Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The death of a Bighorn County man has raised Wyoming's coronavirus-related death total to 30. The man's death was announced yesterday by the Wyoming Department of Health. Agency spokeswoman Kim Detty said the older man had health conditions recognized as putting patients at higher risk of serious illness related to COVID-19 and had been hospitalized. There were 2,627 lab-confirmed cases and 492 probable cases in the state as of yesterday. Roughly 2,600 people have recovered. A 67-year-old man is dead following a two-vehicle collision in Rawlins last weekend. The crash happened shortly before 8 a.m. at the intersection of West Pine and 7th Street. Police Lieutenant Jared Frakes say Zane Liu was headed north on 7th when he collided with a pickup that was headed east on West Pine Street. Frakes says it's unknown if Liu, who died from his injuries, failed to stop or if he stopped and didn't see the pickup, but either way, there was a stop sign violation involved. The driver of the pickup was uninjured in the crash.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
As part of ongoing efforts required under the Endangered Species Act to monitor the population of grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, biologists with the Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team will conduct baiting and trapping operations within Grand Teton National Park between now and November 6th. When bear trapping activities are being conducted, the area around the sites will be posted with bright warning signs to inform the public of the activities occurring. For bear and human safety, the public must respect these signs and stay out of posted areas. Once trapped, the bears will be sedated to allow wildlife biologists to collar the animals and collect samples and data for scientific study. The bears are then released on site. The gathering of critical data on the bears is part of a long-term research effort to help wildlife managers devise and implement programs to support ongoing conservation of the greater Yellowstone ecosystem's grizzly bear population. A revised opening plan for the University of Wyoming was approved by the Board of Trustees yesterday. Though the semester will still begin on August 24th, all courses will be delivered online. Students who are not on campus will be encouraged to not come at that time. The plan says that some students will be returning on Monday, September 7th, when some in-person classes will start. All students will return for classes, which are to be held in person by September 28th. All courses will move online on November 23rd and remain that way until the end of the semester. The phased approach was developed in response to try to minimize the spread of the virus on college campuses. All UW students and employees are being required to take free COVID-19 saliva tests before returning to campus through a third-party company called Vault Health. The school is also developing a surveillance testing program that will involve employees and students on campus being tested twice a week during the semester. That program isn't expected to be fully operational until September 28th. Random sample testing will take place from August 24th to September 25th for those on campus.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.